It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
Spiegel and Holmes, we are here at Circa. We will be here for the next two shows. It was exciting for me and peaceful for me to get here yesterday as I just strolled down Garfield Boulevard to...
There you go.
22 minutes. For 22 minutes to get to Midway yesterday.
Nice. That sounds really nice. Speaks, what happened when we landed?
Oh, when we landed?
Oh, here we go for the ride. Here we go. Tony?
Lawrence, I tried to pull out my bag from the overhead compartment.
Did you drop it on a person?
No, don't do this. Please, don't do this.
Yeah, get up.
Let's get up.
I hit a woman in the head with my bag by accident, and she was upset, understandably, and I apologized vociferously, and then she said, while you're up there, could you grab my cane?
Oh.
So I grabbed her cane, so I hit an invalid in the head with my bag.
Boink.
Is that a problem?
That son of a bitch! Damn his soul! You son of a bitch! Don't you hit her! You bastard!
But then, like, I helped like three other people with their bags. Teddy, you
That's
saw.
That's when I jumped in. I was like, well, there's a bit of a commotion going on up there by Speaks. Like, oh, he's just being a nice boy and helping people with their bags.
That's all
oh,
I was
boy,
doing.
Did he help them with their bags.
Yeah, dude, your relationship with the limpers in Vegas is wild.
I know.
It was unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
It was an accident, but I made nice by grabbing her cane for her. So, everything's
wow.
Fine.
And then you hit her with it.
Oh!
I had no idea that it had gotten like that.
It got like that briefly.
And there's a reason why I'm getting the f*** off in everyone. They can either believe it or they cannot believe it. But I am telling you right now, that mother f***.
Spiegel guy.
What's his first name?
That mother f***.
And now, live from Las Vegas at Circa Resort and Casino, home of the world's largest sportsbook, it's the Spiegel and Holmes Show on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We are so grateful that you have hung out with us today. This has been quite the potpourri of a show that we've had. And if you're just joining us, thank you. We appreciate it. If you're listening on the Odyssey app and you would like to use the rewind function of the app, may I suggest to you the top of today's show, because Carrot Top joined us off the top of the show And it was phenomenal. It was, 27 minutes of really fantastic radio with a legend in the comedy game.
Yeah, I really like that dude.
Me too.
As a person, it's like, and it's funny because when we saw the show a couple years ago, like 3 years ago, it was so good and so entertaining, and he was so cool and casual, and then we got to hang out and do a little meet and greet afterwards, and he was like real and connective and awesome, and that it stayed that way, and like it felt like. Felt like we just kind of picked it up. And
shout out to Danny. Danny had heard the interview because he was with you guys with Carrot Top, and he retweeted it, and so we appreciate that.
He told us he was having his midday bath, as he's wont to do, and he's going back and listening to the top.
And who disturbs his midday bath?
That's what we
this
do.
We going home show.
Today we enhanced his midday bath by having him listen to us and Carrot Top.
Yeah, which was a joy.
It was amazing. He doesn't have to do that. The guy could – he's selling out Luxor every night for people all over the world, and he comes up here on his own dime.
He came over. It could have been on the phone, but he chose to come over and hang out, and it was so much better because of that.
Did we get to know Shane?
Yeah.
The car.
Oh,
why
yeah.
wouldn't it fit in the garage?
Did you see the car?
Oh, I mean, it was massive. It was kind of equivalent to like a G-Wagon or like a Bronco, maybe. It was not a Rivian, but it was something along those lines.
I don't even know what a Rivian is. Is that the fancy SUV like that?
No, Rivian's like a electric version of the Bronco or like the Ford Wrangler, maybe, or the
Jeep,
the Jeep Wrangler. Yeah, it's big, but Top did not want to leave it with somebody else.
I feel him on that.
It was a big car. But yeah,
the
it was
top.
Cool. It was
Scott,
a cool car.
Scott.
He told me to call him Scott.
He did.
First name basis.
I wanted to know because I didn't want to get that wrong because you guys already had like a relationship with him. And I don't want to be presumptuous and be like, hey, what's up, Top? How's it going?
I called him the Top, and I sang him a little Cole Porter when we took the team photo there.
Oh, no.
You're the Top. You're the Coliseum. Yeah. I don't know if he appreciated that or not.
Told me specifically he did not.
Yeah. Fun fact, I texted the manager and said, hey, man, it was great. You know, he said, you've got a friend in Malibu. And I'm like, oh, I guess the Top has a house in Malibu. That'd be great. And I said, oh, it's funny. I have a friend in Montecito, so that'll make for a good trip. And he said, no, LOL. That's our nickname for Dan, the lighting guy who hooked us up. And I had forgotten that. His nickname is Malibu.
Oh.
So Malibu Love is that. The friend who connected us. So at first I thought, oh, I've got a friend. I think I'm being invited to the house in Malibu.
You are not. You are not being invited into the house.
No, he was so pumped to come here, and like people were asking to take pictures on the way down.
That's
awesome. He said, I'm so glad you're so massive and people don't want to approach you.
That's why we have you on the show.
That's the only reason.
For intimidation, man.
Yeah,
like
the
that's
only reason.
That's what you were here for.
He was so good.
Yeah, and
so good.
You did a great job of securing him and getting him up here.
Oh my god.
And he was so like we see this happen a lot, like at the station when someone big comes by, and then all of a sudden people that you haven't seen in forever happened to be working that day in the office.
All the people, all the circuit people in suits were all here to make sure that Carrot Top's visit went over smooth.
There was a one-on-one with Derek Stevens. I saw the I saw the business card come out.
Giants in this town, baby.
Yeah.
That's good business.
Hey, Carrot Top, you ever want to work on something, we could do something together.
How's the Luxor treating you? You know, that type of
thing. Look, if the Luxor doesn't take care of you, maybe you'd like to do something out here on Fremont Street every night.
This sounds like Matt Eberflus a little bit.
Damn it, I'm trying. It was better when I started, right? At the Top, it was good.
It was. Scott, you love chili on your corn, on your hot dogs.
Yeah, you do.
It's like Neo showing up last week at the station, and all of a sudden, I'm like, interesting that the security guards are now just in the performance
all
studio.
These salespeople we haven't seen in like 5-6 weeks are just here.
Now they're here hanging out with Neo.
Funny how that works.
That's how it goes.
Well, of course, here on what is it, the 28th of March, is that where we are?
That's
today.
That's right.
Yes.
So of course the biggest sports news in the country is MLB opening day.
Nope, that is incorrect.
Oh, I'm sorry. The biggest sports news in the country is the Sweet 16.
That is also
of the
incorrect.
NCAA championship. Oh, I'm sorry. The biggest sports news in the country last night and this morning is your Chicago Bulls.
Yep.
What the hell?
Nailed that.
What kind of world do we live in? How the hell do the Bulls lead SportsCenter?
That's a good Stewie.
Thank you.
Lean into that.
It was Connor, actually. I was doing Connor with that. How the hell do you get a horse over?
How the
over
hell do you get Carrot Top from the luxury here?
It's more interesting than that.
It's more interesting than that. Yeah, you bring him in a G-Wagon.
How about the fact that it's you guys that we adore?
Yeah.
You know, Adam Amin over on the TV side and our guy Chuck Swirsky on the radio side, they got their flowers with the call of it. The fact that, and I know that the people have their feelings about SportsCenter and ESPN.
Rob Manfred.
Rob Manfred especially. Tanner, you are 100% correct. But the fact that the Chicago Bulls win over the Lakers last night in dramatic fashion, because what were they, down 18?
Down 18 at one point in the fourth quarter to the LeBron James and Luka Doncic Lakers.
Down 5 with 9 seconds left to go in the game.
Was it 9 seconds?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
13.
Yeah, down 5 with 9. And they were able to pull that off last night. Crazy, crazy stuff.
Yeah, there were, and the whole sequence of events, like there were a bunch of different versions of here's the entire last minute of Bulls Lakers that was sweeping Twitter and then and leading SportsCenter, like you're about to document. Like this was the game of the moment in all of sports across the country.
So crazy. So why don't we hear from our guy Adam Amin first? His call over on CHSN as he and Stacy go wild over that ending.
This is SportsCenter.
Bulls are out of timeouts. 2 seconds left. Giddy for the win. Go!
Oh my God! I cannot believe this.
Improbable.
Unbelievable.
Impossible.
Magic Giddy. Good day, mate.
Good day, good night. LeBron on the wrong end of a buzzer beater tonight. David Lloyd, Michael Leaves here with you. So not much going on except
that. Not really.
Yet another game winner at the expense of Luka Doncic. That one really over LeBron. Giddy from 47. One of 11 made threes in the fourth for the Bulls. They had 8 in the game entering that quarter. And I got to show you this picture. I got to show you this. We move around. Look at the framing of this.
Oh,
there's
wow.
LeBron on the left, Giddy right in the middle, Luka watching. The ball's way up in the air for the win as the Chicago Bulls pull it out. It's a beautiful shot. And there's the man of the moment, the Aussie, with the 47-foot dagger.
Got to put those on the gram.
So that's last night. As everything is wrapping up, as the Sweet 16 is wrapping up, as opening day is wrapping up, here are the Bulls last night leading SportsCenter. You're like, that's pretty cool. And then we wake up today, and our guy Chuck is leading SportsCenter.
This is SportsCenter AM.
Happy Friday.
Rand Man and the Rye Guy with you.
That kind of works.
I
now.
Like it.
I like
it's
it. All right. What a night it was last night. Every thrilling ending you need to see,
yeah.
We got them coming up.
We're going to start your pre-game with a stunner of a finish in the NBA. The Bulls put the win in Windy City. They don't call it Losty City. And they did last night. Pick things up late. The Lakers are in town. This thing got interesting. 12.6 seconds away. The Bulls are down 5. That's Patrick Williams splashing home a triple. LeBron, just careless with the basketball. Josh Giddey relieves him of that, finds Kobe White. We got a 3 in the Bulls. What in the name of Reggie Miller's going on? 2 late threes to take a 1-point lead. Kobe White had 26 points, his fourth straight 25-point game. Lakers out of the possession. It's Austin Reeves to the rim, but he scored too early. 3.3 seconds left. Reeves had 30 points. The inbound, no timeouts. It's back to Giddey from half court. Splash. Good if it goes, and it did. Josh Giddey, a triple-double as well, but the focus is on the final three and not at all that guy's hat. It's LeBron James and the Lakers on the losing end of a buzzer beater this time. Here's how it sounded on Bulls Radio.
Williams to Giddey over the midcourt line. Giddey goes. Midcourt. Oh! It's good! It's good! It's good! Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! Unbelievable! Unbelievable! Josh Giddey! I love you!
First Bulls player with a triple-double and a game-winning buzzer beater in the same game. Chicago 119-117.
Wow.
Man, good for the legend, Chuck Swirsky. That's awesome. Josh Giddey, I love you. Getting a chuckle from somebody called the Rye Guy. Putting the wind in Windy City.
Yeah, that wasn't a great moment.
Are you with Rob Manfred now, I think, possibly?
They don't call it the Lusty City, do they? Ooh, pull that one back, Rye Guy.
So we have our people, you know, people that we love and we care about. Them being on the biggest sports stage.
So cool, man.
That's so dope.
It's so dope. And by the way, the Bulls game, the final 12 seconds made the Today Show today.
How about that?
Which I have to assume is the first representation of Chicago sports on the Today Show since Cody Parkey.
Don't bring that up.
Explained the double doink.
Don't bring that up.
I have to, man.
No, you do
you
not.
You can't think of the Today Show in Chicago sports.
Yeah,
without... so that was a me thing, right? Not a we thing, Matt Nagy. Yeah.
That's right, Matt Nagy. Matt Lynch, and he,
you know what?
He was 100% correct.
Oh, he was
about
totally
that.
Right. He was totally right about that. It was a me thing, not a we thing that Parkey did. And that's why Matt Nagy didn't buy Cody Parkey any penis and cracker jazz.
We don't know that for sure. So listen.
I would assume so.
Which would you rather hear first? Do you want to hear happy Kobe White or sad LeBron James?
Oh, boy. Sad LeBron James sounds like the glazed donut bread pudding that I didn't have last night at Carson's Kitchen that I regret. It sounds like dessert. So give me the Kobe White first.
Here's Kobe White being joyous and telling you how special of a win that was for him, both team-wise and personally.
Now, obviously, Pat hit a big shot in the corner, very nonchalantly. Yeah, that's what he does, Patrick Lou Williams. Then Josh, obviously high IQ, cerebral, gets a steal, finds me, I hit a shot. Then, obviously, they scored. Josh gets to Pat gets it back to him, half-court walk-off, very nonchalantly. Once again, Josh, big sauce Giddey. Like, he does it too, I guess. But yeah, it was great all around. Vooch also hit a big shot. Kev also hit it. I think every single one of us hit a big shot. We all had a moment. So it was good for us, man. And like I said, the main thing for me was seeing, you know, Giddey obviously slipped on the floater, you know, on the fourth. But for him to have the resiliency to still stay locked into the game, don't let it affect him in a way negatively. And then hit the game winner, and then get the steal also. Like, that's big. Like, that's big. That's next play mentality. So, and it rolls off on everyone.
Yeah. Did anybody say anything to him after he missed that field goal? Did you go up to him and say anything?
I mean, I probably be like, we good. Like, you good. But, like, I mean, for me, we fouled, and once we got to the timeout, his head never went down. Like, his head never went down. So we didn't really have to say much to him. You could tell he moved on to the next play like it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Was this the biggest win this year when you think about the way it ended?
Yeah, I mean, definitely the funnest. Definitely the most entertaining. Definitely a big win. Like I said, the probability of us winning that game was probably very low. But we defied the odds. So, I mean, it was a fun game to be a part of. That's a game that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life.
Where does this team's resilience come from?
I think everybody, like I said, it's people in the locker room. You get, like I always say, the margins in the NBA ain't really that big because everybody's so good here. Like, you know, everybody here is here for a reason. And then you get all, I don't know how many of us, how many people on the team? 18? 18 of us together got one common goal, and that's to win.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
How great is he? So, how likable is he?
So likable.
How much fun is he?
And trying to give shine to everybody for the job that they did. He's right. Giddy missed like a short floater, airballed a short floater. But showed the resiliency, like you said, to come back.
The fact that Vooch was unselfish in that moment to pass to rotate the ball to P. Will, and P. Will actually stepped up.
Yeah, he did.
We give him a lot of grief.
Yeah, we do.
He stepped up in that moment and made a big shot.
And Coby White talking about P. Will is like, P. Will hit a shot nonchalant because that's what he does. Like, that's even him giving like a nod to his personality, like don't be hating on him for what you perceive as passive. He still hits shots. Like that felt like Coby White having Patrick Williams back even in that moment.
It's so interesting to watch like how leadership,
how it grows, right?
How it happens.
Yeah,
it's
happening for Coby. I totally agree.
It's fascinating. What's to he, watch that.
Is he 25?
I don't even know if he is 25. He might be 20. Well, we can to the internet.
Because Giddy is 22, I believe.
Because he got here, what, 18?
Coby?
Yeah, he is 25.
He's 25. So you got Coby at 25, and Giddy at 22. And Modest at
19.
20? Is he still 19?
He might still be 19.
Oh my God. So look, I don't know what they're building. I have some theories on it in terms of the big picture roster part of it. Thought we had a good conversation the other day.
20.
So Modest is 20. So your three most intriguing players are 25, 22, and 20 as you're taking on this offensive identity of being what Michael Malone of the Nuggets called the best running team in the league. And that identity could be one of the pillars of what you're building, because sometimes it is enough to be a pillar. So it's an interesting thing. So anyway,
are you ready to hear Sad LeBron?
Yeah, give me my glazed donut bread pudding right now. I love Sad LeBron.
Well, LeBron, kind of the direct opposite feeling of last night. How do you process those last couple seconds?
I mean, we put ourselves in position to win. Gave up a lot of threes in the fourth quarter. But still put ourselves in position to win. Horrible turnover by myself. Bad miscommunication. Played before that. And, AR still hit a big buck and try to save us. And then, tip your hat if someone makes a game winner from half court.
What's the kind of the proper way to, and you just contextualized this game specifically, but what's the proper way to deal with the emotion on this side, you know, relative to last night?
There's another game in 2 days, less than 2 days. You know, that's how you do it.
These last, I guess, both fourth quarters, there have just been these kind of wild swings where you go on a big run, Pacers return it, same thing tonight with Chicago. What have you thought of that and kind of how that's happening?
I mean, we can't give up 40-plus. We gave up 32 in the first quarter, and then we played great ball from there on, 26 in the second, 17 in the third. You give up 44, you're not going to, no matter what, how many points you have, it's going to be just not good ingredients for success.
How much of the fourth quarter do you think was just like unreal hot shooting from them, and how much of it was defensive sort of maybe intensity?
At 19 threes once again. They've been shooting the out the balls of late. You know, statistics doesn't show for the season, but they've been cashing it. I thought, you know, we put ourselves in a position to win. We just didn't win it.
I mean, the last thing you guys want to do is foul Giddy in that situation. You and Austin did kind of run at him at least. Is that kind of all you can do in that situation?
Yeah.
Could you remind us, this is the third time you guys have had almost like this, the Atlanta one in Atlanta. You mentioned you guys do have another game in 2 days. What's the key to not letting the emotions of tonight carry over into Saturday?
That's the NBA. You can't you can't go into a game on Saturday thinking about what happened on Thursday.
Man.
So look.
So, you know, the Bulls are in the NBA. That's what it feels like. I realize that's what it feels like. Yeah, any given night, a decent team can beat a great team. And the Bulls have now entered the NBA.
So, two nights ago, LeBron's having a terrible night. And this was right after he had done the 90-minute interview with Pat McAfee where he set Stephen A. Smith on fire. And everyone was wondering how Stephen A. Smith was going to respond. And he did. And I think that he was still very reserved because LeBron ends up hitting a game-winning shot,
yep,
even though he has a bad game.
Does a tip-in, yep.
Can I just tell you that this morning, if you want to understand how much his producers have his back over there at First Take,
yeah,
the lower third for the Bulls-Lakers game last night was purple and fold.
Oh. No. Why can't the Bulls just be good and the Lakers be bad for a second?
Because that's not what it is, Shane.
Come
like,
on, Lawrence.
This was an opportunity for some get back.
For some Stephen get back.
And the producers got him some get back. That, he didn't even have to.
He didn't even have to do a producer. Well, that's what good producers are supposed to do. Have the back of their talent no matter what in that exact way. Speaking of good producers, this idea of Stephen A. and LeBron came up on the morning show during the pick six.
Brandon Fryer, who is the sound guy for Mully and Haw.
He broke out something I didn't know he had in him. Listen to this from this morning.
You got to love it, and the confidence is at an all-time high. I think I'm about to just stamp and approve it. Like, I don't care no more how Josh Giddey plays. Pay him. Pay him right away. Build around the core. Giddey, Bouzelis, Kobe White, I love it. LeBron James was just straight horrible at the end of that one. I mean, man, you know who's going to have a field day is Stephen A. probably going to have a field day on him. Like, how could you not defend Josh Giddey? But you got the nerves to talk about me. But overall, awesome. Love the performance.
Okay, just for the record.
That's how much fun yesterday
that's
was.
That's how much fun it was.
This day after yesterday?
Let's be a little bit
ambitious. Anything is possible!
Anything's possible!
Anything's possible!
Wow. Look at Mr. David having fun.
Both of them, David and Molly, both got their Garnett on.
That is a very well done, limited Stephen A. Smith.
Amazing.
That is
I didn't know he
top
had it.
Notch.
I didn't know he had that in him. But Brandon, if you're listening, no. You lean into that, sir.
Hey. Please do. I don't know why he felt compelled to do that today. Maybe it's because Alex Kuden was sitting next to him.
Well,
Dustin wasn't there. Were you surprised that Brandon Fryer did a Stephen A. when I wasn't there?
All I'll say to Brandon is, listen, if you tired of the producer being all up in the videos, dancing, come to Afternoon Drive.
Wow, wait, what the heck?
Who's the guy
just to do the Stephen A. impersonation.
Okay, all right, yeah, sure. Oh, we yeah. love that. Yeah.
Seemed like you were wanting to replace somebody.
Yeah,
Tanny's
yeah,
right.
You.
Tanny's right here.
Holmes and Fryer.
How's that schedule work for you, Speech?
Well, I could pick up Ruben after school.
And drop him off. And just be with him all day.
There'll be a podcast that you can jump on.
Gronies.
Again, Montreal. I'm
that's
targeting,
all you want.
Targeting my life and my future in Montreal.
So shout out to Brandon Fryer, man. That was really fantastic.
If I can book Stephen A. really quick for 90 seconds, can we do it?
I would love to talk to Stephen A.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We might try to book him for like 90 seconds.
Like before we leave today?
Yeah, before we end this segment.
Well, it's time to end the segment, unfortunately.
Okay. We've already gone way too long
way
on
over.
This segment.
Okay. And we got stuff
what are
to
we
do?
Doing?
But yeah, if he is like, yeah, I could come on for a second, then that would be great.
Did you know, Lawrence, that one of the baseball bosses in town is a full-on meatball for the Chicago Bears? I think we should expose that to people.
It's funny because I did know that one of the other baseball bosses in town formerly is a huge Bears meatball.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God.
So they should hang out.
They should, and they don't live that far apart either.
Interesting.
So we can talk about that next here on The Score.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal.
It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.